In a Florida courtroom today, R&B star R. Kelly was formally charged with 21 counts of child pornography. Kelly is most famous for the song I Believe I Can Fly, which won 3 Grammys in 1997.
I believe I can fly. Woo. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away.
R. Kelly was arrested yesterday after authorities concluded that he had made a sexually explicit video with an underage girl. Joining us to talk about the case is Jake Tapper, a reporter for VH1, who will be hosting a special on R. Kelly tonight. Welcome to the program, Jake.
Thanks, John.
For our listeners who aren't familiar with R. Kelly, tell us a little bit of his story. How long has he been around? What's his reputation as an R&B artist?
Well, he's one of the leading R&B artists that there is. A lot of critics consider him to be the heir apparent to Curtis Mayfield or Marvin Gaye. He sold about 23 million records, and has been around for about a decade. He's also written music for people like Michael Jackson and Celine Dion and Toni Braxton. So he's a pretty big figure in the R&B world.
But these charges don't come as a total surprise. This videotape, which allegedly shows Kelly having sex with a young teenager, has actually been distributed on the streets for some time, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. It was very easy for us, when we're making the show, to go to Canal Street here in New York and buy a tape.
As you say, you've seen this videotape. How serious a case of child pornography is this?
It's child pornography. This isn't even along the lines of the Tommy Lee Pamela Anderson video. You know, it's joke fodder for, you know, morning zoo radio stations and for late night comedy. But if you've seen the tape, there's nothing funny about it. This is a disgusting act. It involves urination. It involves the total exploitation and degradation of a girl who appears to be underage. What's interesting, however, though, is that the Chicago police and the Chicago law enforcement authorities have not charged Kelly with statutory rape. They are not formally saying that he is the guy on the tape. Privately, people in the police force in Chicago will tell you that they believe he is the guy on the tape, but strategically, they're going after him for producing the videotape, for distributing the videotape, and for enticing a minor to participate in the videotape.
Kelly denies the charges. In a statement, he said, "Even though I don't believe any of these charges are warranted, I'm grateful that I will have a chance to establish the truth about me in a court of law." But there are other allegations against Kelly as well. Isn't that true?
He's been fighting allegations like these for quite some time, although nothing criminal. He has settled 2 lawsuits brought against him by young women who charged that he had sex with them when they were underage. There was a threat of a 3rd lawsuit. That one he settled as well. And there is a 4th lawsuit brought by a young woman named Patrice Jones, who not only alleges that Kelly picked her up during her prom date and started a sexual relationship with her, but that he coerced her into getting an abortion once he impregnated her. Again, Kelly denies all these charges, and in that one in particular, the 4th one, Patrice Jones, he says he's going to take that to court and he will not settle that one.
What's the response from Kelly's fans?
For the most part, it seems that they're standing by him. There is news today, however, that one station in Chicago, Kelly's hometown, WBBM, is pulling Kelly's music because listeners to WBBM do not want to hear Kelly's music. The biggest music station in Chicago, though, which is WGCI-FM, is a big R&B station, hip-hop station. They are continuing to play Kelly's music. Fans call in, say that they believe the power structure has it in for successful black men like Kelly. Young girls throw themselves at entertainers like R. Kelly. And the station said to me that, you know, innocent until proven guilty. He has not been proven guilty of anything. We're going to continue to play his songs. They have, however, pulled one song from circulation, from rotation, a song called Feeling on Your Booty, which the station manager told me he thought was just a little too close to home.
Thanks very much, Jake.
Thank you.
Jake Tapper of VH1. He's hosting a special on R. Kelly this evening. R. Kelly was released this afternoon on $750,000 bond and ordered to stay away from minors.